Major Hogan, Reel 6. Did you ever rebel against the Burma government, the independent Burma government?
Yes. I was demonstration company commander, as I told you, in 1948-1949. And this must have been about March or April 1949, when the Karens took Insein, the town of Insein, just out 52 miles from Rangoon. And then the 2nd Karen Rifles, our battalion, were asked to march down the Irrawaddy River and the oil fields, clear the oil fields, and then take the oil fields and then meet up with them in Insein to attack Rangoon. I was up in Mamio with my fiancé, and I flew back to Mektila on the 20th, a Saturday the 20th of February. I remember this date because I was going to get married on the 27th, the following Saturday, with a plane load of net curtains, etc., for our bungalow in Mektila. And as I landed, it was fighting along the aerodrome, and I thought it was a scheme or an exercise. It turned out that the Karen rebels were attacking Mektila. So I got out of the plane and promptly joined them because most of the senior officers there I had served with, Karen officers I had served with in the 2nd Battalion during the war. Anyway, everything was very, very pleasant. Fighting stopped.
How do you mean it was pleasant?
Also friendly, although they were the enemy. They weren't aggressive. In other words, stop fighting. We take all your arms away. You can go back to your bungalows, whatever it is. Come up to the mess and eat, but don't fight anymore. This is all over. That sort of attitude.
Who said that?
The Karens. My people. And the Karen brigadier was a Brigadier Mimoun, who was served with me in the 2nd Battalion Burma Rifles, and he was a governor's commission officer at the time. And so the Burmese officers who were captured were put in Mektila jail, and we were just sent back more or less under house arrest. Yeah, be good boys, behave yourselves, and you'll get your guns back if you don't give us any trouble. Anyway, this went on for about a month.
What were they rebelling about?
The Karens against the Burmans. They wanted their own. They wanted the sovereignty of our own Karen state, with the port of Maulmain as our port. The Kareni Hills, as you see, with the port of Maulmain, as opposed to. To come directly under the Burmans, because we knew that if we came under the Burmans, there'd be no future, which turned out to be 100% correct. They are still on the border there, trying to. You see, we wanted the port of Maulmain. That's what we wanted, the Karen, you see. And
so, but you had joined the rebels yourself?
Joined the rebels in Mektila.
But did they make you. You said they made you captive.
At first, when I landed, as far as they were concerned, I was because the troops were concerned, the aerodrome, we were just Burma Army officers. And I was a staff. Remember, I was an officer's training. But then, of course, when I found all the senior officers, the brigade commander, the brigade major, the DQMS, all that, were all ex-Karen rifle officers and the old Chinnit, all Chinnits they were. And everything was quite amicable. Even the Burmese officers weren't ill-treated. They said, look, behave yourself, but we've got to put you in jail for your own safety, sort of thing, and which they did. And I then got permission to go up to Mamio. That's where my fiance was. And when I was up in Mamio, I didn't know it at the time, but a young Karen, a Roman Catholic priest, came to see me. And he gave me a Sacred Heart picture, about 12 by 10. I've got it over there. About 2 days later, one of the rebels came. It was still one of the Karen rebels came, slit open the picture, and in it was a message to me, but not from the Karens, but from the government forces, to cause an uprising in Memeo against my Karens. I was in trouble now. And this was signed by Colonel Tony Vitanis, who was an old school pal of mine, who was with the Kachins, and the Kachins now were still on the government side. The Kachin Rifles, still in the government. Rather complicated. I knew nothing about this message. The Karen priest had not told me to look inside this slit of this paper. And, of course, then the Karens, hey, what's this chap Hogan up to? And now I'm going to, I suppose I can talk about it now. There was an Englishman in the jail where I was put, Major Anthony Irvin, son of General Irvin, who wrote a book. I've got it over here about the Arakan. He was there. And he was in jail there because he had a question mark behind his name. He had left the British service mission, which he belonged to join the Karens to fight the Burmans. But he too was suspect, the same way as we. Anyway, the next thing I knew was Brigadier Chicken, MC, who was a Chindit under in 16 Brigade, and who I knew in the 2nd Burma Rifles, was commanding the brigade in Memeo. So I asked to see him, told him the thing, he believed every word I said, and he let me out on parole to my fiancée, and I went to live with her. And believe it or not, our house, or their house, was in the crossfire of the Karen rebels and the government troops who came into to take the railways. Believe it or not, tracer bullets, right in front, and it was a semi-permanent concrete bottom with a wooden top, bullet holes right through, every window pane broken. But this is all over, and unfortunately, the Burma forces took over Memeo. A lot of the high-ranking Karens were locked up. I was under suspicion, and I was put out as a staff learner at North Burma Sub-District Headquarters. And that was the end of May. I resigned my commission in January 1950, I think, and I came to England on the advice of Sir Bernard Ferguson, later Lord Ballantrae.